Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call to leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Zach in Salt Lake City.
Hey, how are things in Salt Lake?
Things are good. We got a lot of snow. It's great to be here.
And are you a skier?
I snowboard.
Well,
I'm kind of a renegade.
Oh, yeah, you crazed renegade snowboarders. We're actually coming out to Salt Lake at the end of February.
I just got tickets. So I'm excited
excellent.
To see
you. That'll be fun, University of Utah. Well, welcome to our show, Zach. Nice to get acquainted with you. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job is to correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, and Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
All right.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Here is your first quote.
This city will be chocolate at the end of the day. It's the way God wants it to be.
Oh, it was a man named Ray Nagin giving a speech about what future city made of chocolate.
New Orleans.
Right. In a speech marking Martin Luther King's birthday, the outspoken mayor of New Orleans sought to reassure the city's African-American residents that they were important to the city's future. But he ended up sounding like he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Quote, you take dark chocolate, you mix it with white milk, it becomes a delicious drink. And the Latinos are like cinnamon in the top. And never mind. He later apologized for the Chocolate City remarks and for saying that God is punishing America for the Iraq War with hurricanes.
But he's going on tour with Pat Robertson.
Very good. Here's your next quote.
I promise to make foreign policy decisions that are not only independent, but are actually noticed by other powers around the world.
The man who said that is a candidate in his country's national election this coming Monday, a major election that, like a lot of things that happen in this country, has been ignored around the rest of the world. What's the country?
Ooh.
I guess
I've ignored them, too.
Yeah. I just tell you the answer, but I can't remember their name. Here, I'll give you a hint. It's a classic. All the candidates in this election, they're working on their Get Oot the Vote campaign.
Yeah. Get Oot the Vote, Canada. Yeah.
Yes!
Are they their own country? I thought they were part of ours.
No. This is interesting. Many people are under that misapprehension, but they are a real country.
Oh, okay.
Canada, the well-behaved, polite country that never gets as much attention as its older, more sophisticated siblings in Europe, or its younger, more rambunctious neighbor to the south, will be choosing between conservative leader Stephen Harper, who Carl just quoted, and the incumbent Prime Minister Paul Martin of the Liberal Party. Issues at stake include, I'm already bored.
Table manners. I think table manners is one of them, isn't it?
Really?
Table manners, etiquette.
It drives that we do this only because they love it, and they're our friends. But it drives them crazy that we don't know or care what's going on there. And we know this for a fact because some time ago, after their government fell in a remarkable...
It did?
It did. Well, this is what happened.
The sidewalks in Ottawa were icy, and it was just...
No. There was this huge vote of no confidence in the ruling government because of a scandal. Amazing news. Once in a lifetime
kind of
event.
Do you know how big the scandal must have been
yeah.
for the Canadians
yes.
to decide,
I know.
Yeah,
well,
we want to
well,
change
well,
it?
Well, the government fell, but they cleaned it up right away.
And on this show, about 2-3 months ago, whenever it was, we asked Roy, we said, and at the end of the show, and this country's government fell on a huge scandal. And Roy's like, Sweden?
No, I don't know. Sweden.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And that fact that Roy didn't know the answer made a Canadian newspaper. They wrote about it in the American quiz show. Yeah. Roy Blunt Jr. didn't even know that our government had fallen. True fact.
I don't know who that's more embarrassing for, me or Canada.
I think they felt pretty bad about
it. I think they should get out more.
All right, very good. Here's your last quote.
You see, Mr. Scott, in the water, I'm a very skinny lady.
That was an actress in one of her Oscar-nominated roles, this one from The Poseidon Adventure. This actress died last weekend. Who is it?
Not Oh, I think Oscar and I think Sally Field, but it's not her.
I don't think Sally Field was in the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, that's true.
I think she was flying over the ship in her nun's habit.
I think she was in that movie in a Gene Hackman suit.
Yeah. You ever seen the Poseidon Adventure?
I'm drawing a blank on this one.
It's Shelley Winters.
Shelley Winters.
Shelley Winters died. The two-time Oscar winner made her name playing brassy women, such as the grandmother slash one-time swimming champion who gives up her life to save everybody else in the Poseidon Adventure. And that was another feature of her career, by the way. Her characters often bought it in the second reel or so.
Yeah,
quote,
yeah.
I had been strangled by Ronald Coleman, drowned by Montgomery Clift, stabbed and drowned by Robert Mitchum, shot by Jack Palance, and by Rod Steiger in two different films, and oh yes, overdosed with heroin by Ricardo Montalban.
She had another really distinguished list, too, I believe.
You don't want to cast aspersions on the lady. She just
died. No. According to her own biography, autobiography, I forget who all she named.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Good for her.
Yeah. Carl, how did Zach do in our quiz?
Well, enough, Peter. Zach had two correct answers, enough to win our prize.
Very right. Well done. Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing, Zach.
Hey, it's been fun. Thanks a lot.
Fun to have you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light.